USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy at his 1961 inauguration speech. Air travelers are facing delays and cancellations this 4th of July weekend. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled so far this weekend within, into, or out of the United States. About 14,000 flights have been delayed so far over the holiday weekend. That's according to FlightAware. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As Americans celebrate our nation's birthday, we only got here because of the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. As a nation, we need to come together to help those veterans in need of help.
Mission Roll Call is a nonprofit that reaches out to veterans for their opinion on legislation that affects them. Appearing on Fox News Live, Mission Roll Call Executive Director Cole Lyles says their organization also has a huge emphasis on suicide prevention.
There's really no one thing that tends to cause veterans to make that irreversible decision. It usually is a conglomeration of things.
Lyles says they try to communicate to lawmakers that suicide prevention is not solely about mental health. It's also about the struggles such as financial stress that contributes to poor mental health. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Birmingham Stallions are the best in the USFL Football League this year by beating Philadelphia in Canton, Ohio last night. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In his entire lifetime, President Biden has been to China more than he has been to the U.S.-Mexico border. This could be an indication on why he doesn't understand the crisis facing the security of this nation. Republican Arizona Governor Andy Biggs was at the U.S.-Mexico border last night. He posted a video on Twitter.
It's a little after 4:30 in the morning, still dark, dawn's not broken yet. And you can see behind me, in that little group, there's probably 150 folks right there. Being overrun, they don't have enough bed space or anything in that detention center and the processing center. So they'll release these folks into the interior of the country.
Orlando, Florida city officials were harshly criticized for sending out a woke message as they promoted a 4th of July fireworks show. The promotional email started off right away with a negative attitude, stating that, quote, a lot of people probably don't want to celebrate our nation right now, and we can't blame them, end quote, from Orlando city officials. Orlando is home to Disney World and explains their hate for America on her birthday. First responders are reporting at least 6 people were killed and another 8 injured following an avalanche of ice in the Italian Alps. Marmolada, the tallest mountain in the Dolomites, the location is about 3.5 hours drive north of Venice. At least a dozen people are still missing. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.